and safe from harm. Comfort I find and peace of mind.
Minutes past the hour of 6 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting, and iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, Evangelist and Pastor Teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, July the 8th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we are bringing you our annual Independence Day multicast this year entitled The Freedom That Jesus Christ Alone Can Give. And on this first set, we heard Nicole C. Mullen with Freedom. James Fortune teamed up with Tasha Cobbs and Fire, and You Rescued Me. Pastor Marvin Sapp with Safe in You. Dietrich Haddon in the Hill City Worship Camp with He's the Keeper. And we just heard the Richard Smallwood Singers in the Shelter of His Arms. That's where we need to see ourselves by faith, with God with His arms wrapped around us, protecting us from all the evil and delivering us from all the pain and all the suffering we may be going through. He has not forgotten us. He is right there with us. Why? Because He took all that we are going through in His own body on the cross of Calvary. And like I said, Calvary didn't end it. It paid the penalty. But His resurrection gives us the freedom that He alone can give. Bishop Walter Hawkins, the late Bishop Walter Hawkins, and the Love Center Choir, and they want you to know that God is standing by. You may think you're there in your trials all by yourself, but He's right there with you. He's just waiting for you to open yourself to Him and allow His Spirit to do. You see, the Holy Spirit is not a one-time thing. He comes into our lives initially at salvation, but He's with us continually, and we want to be able to recognize His presence and allow Him to do the work and the various works that He alone can do. The Spirit of God is not outside of you. He is in you as a believer in Jesus Christ. God is standing by.
Everywhere you go, there is trouble. If you know God is whatever you need him to be, then I want you to join in a little praise with me and just say, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Everybody. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. If you love the Lord, give him a great big hand clap tonight.
Lady Bishop Walter Hawkins and the Love Center Choir, and God is standing by. Yes, he is. And this is Brian Andrew Wilson. We had Brian Courtney Wilson a little while ago. This is Brian Andrew Wilson and Stand By Me. He will do just that.
Dark, and the moon is the only light we see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. If the skies that we look upon should tumble and fall, and the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry,
I won't cry,
I won't cry,
I won't
no,
cry.
I won't shed a tear, just as long
as you stand.
Brian Andrew Wilson here on Sounds of Praise, and Stand By Me. Yes, he will, as you continue to place your faith in him. Our program today, if you're just tuning in, where have you been? Our annual Independence Day multicast this year entitled The Freedom That Jesus Christ Alone Can Give. That means freedom from healing, for healing, freedom from sickness, freedom from financial needs. Whatever your need is, he is there to set you free. And that's what the Bible says. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We're going to have that one coming up a little bit later by the Bishop William Murphy. Meanwhile, we have Anthony Brown, Crystal Rucker, and Group Therapy. And this is their version of a song entitled Free here on Sounds of Praise. This is our annual Independence Day multicast, The Freedom That Jesus Christ Alone Can Give.
Come on, put your hands together right there. Come on.
You don't have permission to call me by a name that he never gave me. I will no longer answer to things that he washed away with his blood. There is no condemnation to them who are in his family. When Jesus died way back on Calvary, said he took the away from me, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So praise the Lord, hallelujah, I'm free.
Come on, put your hands right there. Come on, say it again, Chris.
I'm free.
Yeah. Once you experience the freedom that salvation alone can provide, there are temptations to go back. There are trials that will try to set you back. But if you make up in your mind, I won't go back, you'll continue in the freedom that Jesus Christ alone can give. Earlier in the program, we heard Nicole C. Mullen with Freedom. This is Keith Green, the late Keith Green, and this is There Is a Redeemer.
There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, oh, for sinners slain. The work on earth is done. When I stand in glory, I will see His face, and there I'll serve my King forever in that holy place. Precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Thank you, my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done.
.29 here on Sounds of Praise, the late Keith Green, and that was There Is a Redeemer. Yes, to be redeemed means to be purchased. And if we've been redeemed by God, it means we've been purchased by God. He paid the price to deliver us from the sin that we inherited from Adam and Eve. And so, therefore, we no longer are under control of the old Adamic nature and the failure to obey God and follow the direction of the devil. We are now under God's control. And so therefore, since He is our loving Savior, we can be molded and shaped by the things that we experience so that we can be the vessels, the individuals that He's called us to be. Darlene Zesch, and this is The Potter's Hand. And we're going to follow her by the Pastor Norman Hutchins and Lord, You Are the Potter. The things we're going through all have meaning and purpose in the plan of Almighty God. Jesus.
Lord, you are the potter.
Lord, you are the potter.
And I am the clay.
And I am the clay.
Mold me and make me.
Mold me and make me.
Have thine own way. Your grace.
Lord, I need your grace.
Help me to run.
Help me to run.
This Christian race.
This Christian race.
Lord, I give my life.
Lord, I give my life.
I give my all.
I give my all to you.
To be a willing vessel.
Be a willing vessel.
To use me through and through. That's what we want to tell him tonight.
Have your way.
Anybody want God to use them?
Have your way in me.
I dare you sing it along with us. Come on.
Have your way.
Have your way, Jesus.
Have your way in me.
I've counted up the cost. Yes, I have.
Have your way.
And I'm willing to serve. Yes, I am.
Have your way in me.
Will somebody help me say, have your way.
Have your way.
In my life, Jesus.
Have your way in me.
It hasn't always been easy, but how many of you know that God is able? Some of the things that you go through is because the enemy sees the mark of God on your life, and he's not after you because of where you are, but he's after you because of where you're going. And if he can stop you from bringing to birth the hidden treasures that God has spoken over your life, not only does he hinder you, but he hinders people that's going to be blessed by you. That's why you got to make up in your mind that no matter what it takes, I'm receiving everything that God has for me. I tell somebody, tell them it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Come on.
Have your way.
In my life, Lord Jesus.
sounds of praise, weather update. Sounds of praise, weather update. It is 59 degrees outside our studio right now. After all those 90 degree days, I guess it's a welcome respite. Anyway, today, sunny to partly cloudy and comfortable. The same high pressure system that was in the area will again control the weather across the region, keeping it pleasant. A high today, 79 to 84 degrees. A low tonight, 62 to 67 degrees. And on Monday, intervals of clouds and sunshine. A southwesterly flow will develop as high pressure sinks to the southeast off the coast, allowing it to become a little warmer. A high on Monday, 82 to 87 degrees. And a low Monday night, 68 to 73 degrees. And on Tuesday, partly sunny, although a frontal boundary will approach the area. Temperatures will remain on the comfortable side, and there won't be any rainfall. A high on Tuesday, 81 to 86 degrees. A low Tuesday night, 67 to 72 degrees. That's the Sounds of Praise weather update. If I receive any more information, I will certainly pass it right along to you. 6:42 is the Sounds of Praise time. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown on this Sunday, July the 8th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And today we're bringing you our annual Independence Day multicast this year entitled The Freedom That Jesus Christ Alone Can Give. And we always say there's a message in the music, and we're going to go back and play the last portion of that song we just played by Pastor Norman Hutchins with Lord, You Are the Potter. And he explains tremendously, perfectly, the reason why we as believers in Christ still go through, you know, some people feel, if I become a Christian, then I shouldn't have any more problems. Well, that's not quite the way it works. That's what the role of the potter is, to make us into what he wants us to be. And therefore, real potter puts the elements that he's working on through a grinding process, through the molding process. I don't know much about pottery. And so, therefore, I can't tell you from a potter's perspective. But it's the same thing in the Christian life. God allows us to go through various tests and various trials so that we might experience his deliverance. And then when he delivers us, makes us what he wants us to be, he can then pour us out. He can, first of all, pour into us and then pour us out the blessings that others that we are going to encounter are going to need. And how do we know that we can encourage them and minister to them? Why? Because we've gone through the same things that they have gone through. See, the devil's job is to try to keep you from progressing in God. So he wants you to focus on your aches and your pains. He wants you to focus on your loneliness. He wants you to focus on the fact that you don't have a lot of money in the bank. But if you focus on the negative, well, therefore, the positive of God can't work its way through. But if you realize that nothing can happen to you, how do you know that, Brother Brown, that nothing can happen to me that God doesn't first allow? Why? Because he showed it to us in the life of Job in the Old Testament. Job lost his wealth. He lost his children. He lost his health. His wife told him to curse God and die. His helpers who were his friends, Job wanted to call them miserable comforters. They were no comfort to him. They were saying, Job, you must have done something really bad to be in a situation like this. But we know, as we read the context of the situation, that God allowed the devil to reap all of this havoc upon Job. Why? So that it might not only be a testimony to us, but in Job's own life, Job's end, the Bible says, was greater than his beginning. So if you hold on to God, you'll reach the benefits and blessings that he has for you, and then he'll be able to pour out those blessings into the lives of someone else. But if you don't hold on to God in faith, well, then, you know, You missed the point. You missed the mark. Let Pastor Norman Hutchins again bring you that last portion of that song, Lord, You Are the Potter. Listen closely to the message in the music.
Hallelujah. Come on, give Him glory. Give Him glory. Thank You, Jesus. Listen, some of you tonight need to understand that the reason why you go through some of the things that you go through is because the enemy sees the mark of God on your life. And he's not after you because of where you are, but he's after you because of where you're going. And if he can stop you from bringing to birth the hidden treasures that God has spoken over your life, not only does he hinder you, but he hinders people that's going to be blessed by you. That's why you got to make up in your mind that no matter what it takes, I'm receiving everything that God has for me. I tell somebody, tell them it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Come on.
It's 647 here on WMFO in Medford. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. We aren't taking music requests today, but we got to dedicate something that we already have programmed to whomever you wish. Just give us a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. Okay, let's see. On this last set, we heard the late Bishop Walter Hawkins and the Love Center Choir with God Is Standing By. Then we heard Brian Andrew Wilson with Stand By Me. Anthony Brown teamed up with Crystal Rucker in Group Therapy with Free. Keith Green, the late Keith Green with There Is a Redeemer. Then we heard Darlene Zesch with The Potter's Hand. And we conclude this up with Pastor Norman Hutchins with Lord, You Are the Potter. Yes, realize that you are destined to move forward in God. And moving forward in God means there are greater challenges and greater opportunities for you to serve Him. And that's the last thing the devil wants you to do, is to be able to tell others of how God has healed you. What the doctors couldn't do, God did it. What a fantastic testimony. You know, someone said to me the other day, you know, well, Pastor Brown, you know, as a minister, you're probably going right through life and you know all the answers. And No. Not like that at all. I probably have as many, if not more, problems than people that I encounter each and every day. But by God's grace, that's what God says in His Word. If you come boldly unto His throne of grace, you shall obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I don't see any unanswered prayer in that situation. If I'll come boldly before God's throne, He's going to give me mercy or grace. Now, being a human being, yeah, I want mercy. Pain in my body, I don't have enough money to meet my needs, problems in the family, or whatever else might be going on. I want the mercy of God. But there's also grace, and we need to understand grace. Grace is God's provision. That's what He said to Paul. Paul is another perfect example. Paul came to God with a thorn in the flesh. We don't know what it was, but it was a physical, painful situation, whatever it was. And now Paul was a man that God used to raise someone from the dead. And so therefore, when Paul was afflicted in his own body, he went to God because he knew what prayer could do. And the first time he prayed, nothing happened. Second time he prayed, nothing happened. Now Paul said, wait a minute, God, where are you? Don't you hear my prayers? Yes, he heard your prayers. So the third time that Paul prayed, God said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. Now, Paul didn't go back the fourth time. Paul said, I will rather glory in my afflictions so that I might be a better servant for God. And that's what God is saying to you out there. No matter what you're going through, it has meaning, it has purpose, and God's mercy and all God's grace is able to take you through. You just need to trust. That's what trusting God. You see, we try to make God our servant. It's not that way. We are his servant, and it's a privilege to be his servant. And when we are his servant, he allows his servants to go through some tough stuff. How do I know that? Well, Jesus was the servant of God the Father willingly. He was equal with God, but he decided to take on human personality, all the total frailties of a human being, to show what a human being can do when they're under the control of the Father. He said, I came to do the will of my Father, and that led him to the cross. And he was so human that prior to going to the cross, he was also still God, but he was so human prior to go to the cross of Calvary. He was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. Sweat was like droplets of blood coming from his own body. And finally he said, not my will, because he knew what was coming. Not my will, but thy will be done. You know, it's one thing to anticipate bad things happening, but when you know exactly what the bad things are going to be, and he said to the Father in his prayer, if it be possible, let this cup of suffering pass from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Jesus understood what it would take to bring us our salvation. And he accepted that. And that was just the beginning of the suffering. They beat him. They plucked his beard. They stripped him naked. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They whipped him 39 times. Then put the part of the cross on his back to carry up the hill to Golgotha. And he fell under the strain. Then they nailed him hands and feet to the cross. We can go through it all. But you understand, God did all that for you. And as I said, the cross was the payment for all of our sin. The resurrection opened up the opportunity for us to receive the benefits of all that Jesus suffered. Reverend Timothy Wright, the late Reverend Timothy Wright, and along with Myrna Summers. And Lord, because of all you've done in my behalf, I'm going to testify to the world that you are my everything. Can you say amen?
So all alone, all Listen.
Making a difference in the greater Boston music scene, and from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world, with the very best in gospel music and a clear message, salvation is available to all through faith.